Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've entitled Conquering the Old Nature, and we've been looking at those unsavory things that sometimes are like weeds in our lives that choke off the good fruit. And if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you know it's a battle. It's really relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to give us that grace that we need. But it is possible, because James tells us, and I shared that as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, that if we can count it all joy, if we can see the spiritual purpose in a trial that we go through, it is for the purpose of developing endurance or patience, and we're to let patience have her perfect worth, that will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. To me, that sounds like a pretty good end goal, doesn't it? The surest way to know where a person is in his or her relationship to the Lord is, how do they act when battles are raging all around them? How do they talk when they're under attack? Many find themselves accusing everyone else of wrongdoing. And have you ever known people like that? It's everybody else's fault, but they won't admit to themselves or to anyone else that they are in the wrong. I knew a person in the Lord, and I'm telling you, she never admitted wrong. She never would say, "I'm sorry," or "I didn't have that right." And that's a sad place to be in, because it shows the pride that holds any person like that. If you can't admit you're wrong, you're really in pride when you are wrong. I mean, I'm of course referring when you are in the wrong. And in most cases, some people have reacted because they themselves had sowed that seed, and they've sinned time and again against a God, against their family, against their brothers and sisters. And you can know for sure, they can point out everybody else's fault, but they are stubborn and stiff-necked, and they refuse to admit their sins, their errors, their wrongs. And what can we say about a person like that? There really isn't much hope for them unless they get on their face before God and repent of evil work and deeds. Then, of course, Christ will forgive them. Look at the Pharisees. They were very, quote, spiritual, but what did Jesus have to say about them? He said, "You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth, out of the mouth, speaks that which fills the heart. The good man out of his good treasure brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth what is evil." That's a sobering statement out of the mouth of Jesus. We would do well to hear him. I mean, hear him really good. And I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. There are three things that God tells us to do, brothers and sisters, which will leave little opening for Satan to get us down. In James 1 and 19, we find the key. "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." And he goes on to say, "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." If you are battling anger and wrath, that is a good scripture to use whenever you feel your blood pressure rising and you feel anger overtaking your spirit. Quote that word, resist the devil with the word of God. That's a powerful, specific scripture. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. In fact, I'm just going to stop right now. Some of you, I think, are dealing with a spirit of anger. It's sort of a besetting habit and sin. Father, we come to you right now. We confess that anger is something the enemy uses to rob us of our peace, to bring sin into our lives. And Father, right now, we want to be submitted to you. We resist that spirit of anger that would come. And if we accept it, Father, then we fall from grace. So, Father, we're asking right now, those who are battling this sin, we ask for healing, for deliverance, for restoration. As they repent before you, Father, you are faithful to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Praise God. I thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Praise God. And so, we are to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. The writer of Ecclesiastes gives us some advice that will help us to be victorious in our lives. Ecclesiastes 5:2, "Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God." You know, if we can control our tongue, James says the same, is a perfect man. Let's read James 21 through 27, where he goes on to say what we should do. "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty," God's word, "and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain." Goodness. "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." And then there's a passage in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, I want to share with you. And this is verses 29 through 32. Paul goes on to say, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, you see those who have heard the word of the Lord. Father, we know your word does, through the Holy Spirit, convict us of our faults, of our wrongs, of sin. And Father, we just come to you now, and we're asking for the grace to live a victorious Christian life. Father, that we truly, each one of us, will be able really to do what James says, that we'll be able to count it all joy in various trials and testings and temptations. Not that the trial itself is pleasurable, but Father, we'll be able to look with an eternal perspective. We will see with the eyes of faith what you are doing, that you love us so much, you're working in our lives, that the wrinkles, the blemishes, the things of this world, our garments stained with sin, that you're working to remove them, Lord, by the washing of the water of your word, and that we can stand before before you, clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. But Father, we want to walk with a humble heart before you. We want to let none say that he's without sin, Lord, because we know until we're with you that we will continually battle the flesh nature and the things of this world and the pride of life. But we thank you, Lord, that through the grace administered to us and through the atoning work of Jesus Christ, we can have victory, that we can overcome in all things. And Father, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Let me share one. I was debating which word to share, but there's one that seems to be appropriate. And I've been sharing these last several broadcasts some excerpts from Devotional Meditations for the Believer, a little book that we've put together of a few prophecies that God has given over the years that I've shared with UCM partners. And they've been put together, and it is yours for the requesting. Just if you email, be sure you include your mailing address. And if you write, we'll be happy to put it in the mail to you free of charge. But hear the word of the Lord. My beloved, do not be discouraged in well-doing. As my word declares, in due season you will reap if you faint not. That due season is in accordance with my perfect plan for you, says the Lord. I guard your life and watch over your pathway to accomplish my best and highest for your ultimate good. I have seen the tears and the groaning and travail of your heart. In all things, I ask you to trust me. Through all things, I ask you to praise me. Keep your heart from bitterness and unbelief, for this is a sure way the enemy would attempt to rob you of the fullness of my blessing. Fight the good fight of faith. Resist the enemy with passion and righteous anger, but submit to the dealings of your God with a humble and contrite heart. I have given you richly all things to enjoy. No good thing will I withhold from him who walks uprightly before me, says your God. I was just thinking of some of the things we're sharing. Anger, unrighteous anger, is something to be avoided and resisted. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. But we can be angry and sin not. There is a righteous anger, and we can direct that at the enemy of our souls and in the wickedness that he would bring. So, beloved, there's a place for anger. If you're given to anger, just direct it in the right pathway. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. Remember to share your prayer needs, and also, if you want, request that little devotional booklet. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.